This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 467 for Friday, July 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are higher Friday morning, setting fresh contract highs in many months amid persistent prairie drought concerns. Canola up $19 to its $30 daily limit, November up $30 at $844 per ton. January it's up $27.70 at $834. Forecasts calling for hot temperatures and only scattered precipitation across most of western Canada over the next week will do a little to alleviate the drought concerns, with that weather causing many market participants to downgrade their expectations on the size of this year's canola crop. Early strength in Chicago soy oil provided additional support, but a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar as it moves back above 80 U.S. cents did put some pressure on values. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, but corn is down and wheat mixed. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at $13.21 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just under 200,000 tons of old and new crop business combined were at the lower end of trade guesses, but the USDA announced additional flash sales this morning of 228,000 tons to Mexico. Forecasts calling for relatively favorable Midwestern weather did pressure values somewhat, but dryness in the northern growing regions in the Dakotas and into Canada was supportive. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Monday, and pre-report positioning should be a feature today. Corn, it is lower. The September contract down 7 cents at $5.29 per bushel. Forecasts look relatively favorable for crop development across most of the Corn Belt over the next week. Argentina's corn harvest is running a bit behind schedule, but yield reports out of the country are beating expectations so far. Brazil's second corn crop is also reportedly looking better than earlier thought, despite droughts and then frost during the growing season. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 400,000 tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with expectations. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat holding on to small gains, up a half cent in September at 805.5 per bushel. Kansas City down a quarter cent in September at 587.75. Chicago wheat, it's down 5.75 cents in September at 612.25 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest put some pressure on prices, while persistent dryness concerns in the spring wheat growing areas were supportive. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just under 300,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.